Hey, it's Rob Lowe, the star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brian and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 56 today. Thank God for that. Currently, it is 37 clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle School.
Howdy!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Pastry Day?
Oh, you calling my name with that. I got me a croissant in my little baggie right now.
Oh, you do?
I actually do, yeah.
Check you out.
Don't tease me with a good time. Hey, yo, we got our cousin Big Court. He's coming on the show this morning, start at 7 a.m., D.
Yeah, and don't forget we got that Hot 103 Jams Pick a Gift contest that we'll be running throughout the show. TMG goes down at your 23s, and we got a couple TikTok situations that have been going viral. The main topic is, would you side with your child if they're the one cheating in a relationship?
Trying to get spicy. Okay. Stacey Shaw, she got your free legal advice. We're moving her at about 8:09 this morning. We got your motivation in 10 minutes. But D, give me all the Taco Bell tacos. Oh. They got a distinct taste. I like it, personally. Yeah.
Love that for you.
All the Taco Bell tacos you can give me because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation, haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Sure, you can manage to do enough. Yet, if you can do enough, you can do a little more than enough. Getting ahead means working ahead. The very first moment you can stop is a great opportunity to keep going. That doesn't mean working until exhaustion. But doing a little more here and a little more there will soon add up to a big advantage. When you've done what needs to be done, that's an opportunity. Every effort after that point is literally what gets you ahead. Once you've established some momentum, be reluctant to let it go to waste. That momentum can power you well past your original objective. Feel so good about doing enough that you're eager to do even more. You're on a roll, so keep it going. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:26 on your time. It's a high of 56 and currently 37 with clear skies at the landing. Comedian Marlon Wayans added his 2 cents on 50 Cent in the Diddy documentary, saying that karma could come around to bite 50 in the behind.
You can create any narrative as a producer and as a director and as a storyteller. It doesn't mean it's true. Just the way Puff is down on his luck and 50's kicking a man when he's down. If 50 ever luck turn on 50, you know, that you got to be careful what you put out. There's a karma to every action that you do.
Okay, but what about putting out the truth?
Two things can be true here. Okay. Like, you can have a personal vendetta against somebody, which clearly 50 Cent and Diddy both have been doing for decades. But is what he's saying?
Here's the thing. If you're working under God and you're working through God and you're trying to expose the truth, you can't go wrong no matter who goes against you. So if you believe in God and you're doing it through that, and you got good intentions, you ain't got to worry about all that. Okay. You ain't got to worry about catching a dog.
Okay, Pastor Shining. Worry about a dog
catching your...
Okay. Preach, preacher. Switching over, who else is preaching? It's Portia Williams from Real Housewives of Atlanta. She speaks on being a successful woman and some of the things that come with it.
A woman has a certain power or has a certain goddess energy. There are some men that get with us and they want to tear us down. So we honestly all have to be careful. Even though you would think, oh, men are just falling at our feet, they actually get with us and then hate on us. We have to pray for a certain level of discernment.
That's true. I feel like that's very true on both ends, too, because when people see that you got this going on, they just want to be a part of it. Somehow, some way. And some people will try to get in a relationship with you or just be in your space to humble you and make you feel like you're down to their level. So watch out for that.
Leave me the hell alone.
That'll do it.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
A children's choir at Grace Tabernacle Family Life Outreach Center discovered a racial slur spray painted at the church Friday afternoon. Friend of the show and Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree, who also serves as the church's senior pastor, said that the vandalism unfortunately targeted his congregation.
It wasn't just meant for me, but it was meant for all of my congregants and parishioners. What I'm not okay with is for people taking their ignorance, their half-truths, to a level of hate toward people that didn't run for office, toward my family, my children, the children at the church who simply were there to worship. The reason why I'm in this job is to make sure that those folks who don't know how to properly disagree and dare to commit harm and violence toward others are dealt with. And I believe that that's going to be the same case here. But in the meantime, we're still going to fight on.
Boy, they messing with the wrong church and the wrong man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. And you know, they're going to have cameras and stuff. And when they find out who did this, y'all going to pay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's unacceptable.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
D, now we got some good news this morning. KCKPS, the students over there, you know, they've been working hard, the faculty and staff, trying to make sure that they stay on the right path. And they always do a good job over in KCKPS. But the students have earned more than $321 million in scholarship money, D.
Yeah, we gotta celebrate today. Where your bell at?
So that is a record over in KCK.
That's major.
And that's the highest amount ever generated through its 10-year-old scholarship initiative that they have going over there at KCKPS. So, man, big love and big congratulations to all those students. $321 million worth
of
scholarships.
That's a lot of money.
You know how many A's and B's that is?
Yeah, a lot of straight A's, too. So, shout out to our students over there.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. Cousins, we love and appreciate you so much because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Danielle Vett. Want to send some major love across the town. Shout out to Tanisa Stevens. That's Miss Cindy. Hey, girl, Creative Imaginations. Big shout out to that, too. And shout out to Chanel sending some love to us. Anastasia Jackson, as always, sending some love to her friend Candace. Who else we got? We got a happy birthday. Now, why you put 20 emojis? I can't even read it, cousin. Your data plan going crazy right now. Shout out to Brian, Darcel, Michael, and Kirsten. And last but not least, big love to Rich Harris, who's always faithfully on that Hustle and Shine text line. We appreciate you oh so much.
And somebody who's faithfully on Hustle and Shine in the morning, one of our favorite cousins, he's tapped in, the OG, Big Court Dog.
Hey, what's going on, fam? You know, I'm in the building. Touchdown from L.A., man. Just got here. Just into this cold, man. It's cold.
It's freezing outside.
Man. You know, I ain't been here for 22 years, so I'm adjusting to this.
Well, welcome back.
Yes. And we got to adjust your title to Media Executive Big Court. Courtney Richardson the second.
Man, I'm a tech founder at this point. You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Racking them up.
Yeah, I did the 50 Cent, man, and, you know, co-founded, you know, OG Network along with my co-founder, Ice-T, you know. So we doing some global, worldwide type stuff.
Major.
So this is accessible on Roku, on Apple Fire TV, Google Play, Android TV. Tell us exactly what the OG Network is.
So the OG Network is, this is us, the culture, owning some of this infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Tubi. You know, it's an ad-based streaming platform. So it's global. We distribute it in 180 countries, you know. So,
wow.
So the inmates got the prison right now. You know what I mean? Tubi came in. We see what CW did, UPN. They gentrified the content. They use our content. They build up their database and their valuation. Then they move the goalposts.
UPN shade right there.
You know, that's what they do. Big Court, I didn't pull it off the 50 Cent. I done came, I done put together a global streaming platform, me and Ice-T. And the thing that's so good about it is me being from Kansas City and launching this platform, being the tech founder, but then also having a film that's I'm being able to debut, that's an original, you know, My Sharia Moore on the platform, and that being a Kansas City film. That's what's super important about this moment.
Yeah. You know? That's exciting, too. I heard Omar Gooding and Ashton Ferris are a part of that.
Killed it. Ashton's a star. Yeah.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 56, and currently it is 37 at East High School. We got Big Court in the building, and this TikTok situation has went viral. There is a woman who basically drove 3 hours because a man made a negative comment under her post, and she confronted him.
You don't know me, I don't know you, but I was that person that you commented under. Yeah, it's crazy, right? Crazy world. But I just wanted you to know, you see how easy I found you? Not cool, right? I'm going to give you the opportunity and apologize, or I'm going to show your wife the Grounded account I found. How do you feel about that?
So he allegedly said made a racist remark under her post, and she drove 3 hours to let him know how easy it was to get to him.
Sounds insane, by the way.
Was that too far? I'm asking you guys.
I didn't pull up. So to me, no, I pulled up. Yeah. I think they need to make a platform where when you make a comment, somebody can like long press your comment and then show your location in real time. I think social media be really friendly. Probably dry too.
Yeah. Everybody ain't playing like that, y'all.
No, they not. I didn't pull it up. I'm guilty. So I get her. I get her struggle.
He gave him that 3-piece extra crispy.
Extra crispy. Now this other TikTok situation, there's a user. She put her boyfriend out for allegedly cheating. And he calls his mother, thinking that I guess the mom is going to side with him. But in actuality, the mama sides with the woman is like, she wants you out the house. You better go. My question to you all, especially you, Court, because you're a parent. Would you side with your child even though they might be living a little foul? Or would you kind of be like, nah, you got to be accountable?
No, I'm siding with my child. I'm playing crazy. What? No, I'm siding with my child. And you know, black men don't cheat anyway.
He ain't lying.
That's what they say.
Black men don't cheat.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm siding with my child.
And I have daughters and a son.
Right.
I'm siding with everybody.
Yeah. There you go.
And I think it's nothing wrong with that. We've talked about that on the show too. Like if you have a friend who might be doing something, if my friend is, you know, maybe doing something a little crazy, you think I'm finna go and tell you? I gotta be with my friend.
What type of friend you?
I'm a solid. I'm a ride or die type of friend. I'm not finna tell your business because that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Exactly.
I bet a lot of people saying he ain't lying.
He ain't lying.
I'm very good at minding my own business.
Yep. Me too.
Even with my kids. And I got grown kids.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get in none of their business. Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Court of the Holding Court Podcast and Legacy Builders. You already know what it is, man. I'm up early in the morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. Salute.
We got my man, Big Court.
Crazy.
One of our favorite guests. He's popping up on Hustle and Shine in the morning talking about the OG Network that you can stream on Roku, Fire TV, Google Play, Apple TV, Android TV, everywhere. So basically, this is another Tubi that we need in our lives.
Man, this is the real Tubi that we need in our lives. This is the culture that's owning something. We own the infrastructure. So, you know, we controlling everything. Me and Ice-T, you know, we put this thing down. And the beauty of it, like I said, is me being from Kansas City. This is a global streaming app and being able to open doors for content creators, you know, from all over the world, but especially here at home. You know what I mean? So you don't have to go through all the stuff that you go through with Tubi. You know, we can get some money. You know, we can get the exposure. Like I said, we in 180 countries. So,
wow.
You know, this is a boss move for the city.
So just to be clear, mm-hmm. you already have your own OG Network originals. Like Somebody yes. Has to Say It mm-hmm. With Lazy Bone and some other projects. Of course, the new independent thriller film. But also, people have the opportunity to put their projects on your platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we created for. It's a safe space for all the, you know, up and coming filmmakers. So, they can reach out to us at content@theognetwork.net. So we're accepting submissions, you know, all finished films, no scripts, no synopsis, none of that.
But man, don't send no rough draft now.
No, don't do none of that because I don't want you trying to sue me in a year. So, but yeah, we are accepting shorts, films, podcasts. We have podcasts as well, TV shows, All of that.
It sounds like you need... a streaming number one radio show
already. Come on, y'all.
I'm just saying. Hustle and Shine in the Morning need to be streaming live.
Man, listen, the inmates got the prison. I green light it. We can do that. Okay. You know, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
We got Big Court in the building talking about the OG Network, and there are plenty of shows and movies that's going on the OG Network, D.
Yeah, and they have this new independent film that is actually just posted also. And we have Ashton Ferris in the building, the lead actress. We have another lead actress, and we have the writer and director. But could you all please introduce yourself, please?
Hello, I'm Ashton Ferris.
And I'm Ariana Tolbert.
Writer-director Khalid Abdul-Qadir.
We got the whole crew in the building.
Hey, go ahead and tell us what this project is all about that's coming up on the OG Network.
Yeah, so Masheria Moore is a throwback to a film called Single White Female. I don't want to take y'all way back.
Early 90s.
Yeah,
right, give me you know, I'm a late 90. So give me him.
Yeah, so, you know, it's basically about a woman who puts an ad out in a newspaper back when you could specify somebody's race. You know, can't do that no more. But a woman shows up, befriends the tenant of the apartment, and then, you know, things get crazy. Her friends start dying and things like that.
Oh, nice.
What was it like on the set?
That movie, I imagine it was cool because everybody was getting super paid, you know what I'm saying? But we doing it how we got to do it over here. So, but we had fun. We had family, good food, and everybody had a good time.
Now, to my actresses, I've always seen how people play these roles. But, like, when it comes to you getting in a character and even being casted for this role, how did that come about?
Really just studying and really truly believing and harnessing it and letting it all go. You just have to trust the process. You have to trust yourself. And also living through experiences to be able to have your audience be able to feel that and relate as well.
Mm. I love that.
You feel like you have to go through something in order to act through it?
Yes. I think that the best of actors and actresses, we have to somewhat go through something in order to be able to truly portray it. Otherwise, you have to study somebody that has been through something of that nature to be able to really feel that, because it is emotions that you're embodying and that you're, you know, broadcasting and showcasing to everybody that's watching.
Sound like the sophisticated acting going on over there. Okay, okay.
And you're from Kansas City, right?
I'm not originally from here, no. Oh, okay. I was raised in Dallas, Texas.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So who's from the town?
I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in Lee Summit.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's where you went high school?
I went to Lee Summit West.
Shout out to Lee Summit West in the building.
Big Court, man, we appreciate you coming in and tapping in with the OG Network and letting us know what's going on. You got a lot of things popping off. That's why we got to change your surname to Media Executive and not just host of Holden Court Podcast. But cast and crew, man, we appreciate everybody for stopping by Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Y'all continue to be a blessing and have a good one. Y'all got an open invitation, y'all.
Thank you.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
It's time we throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Good morning, Stacey. What you got?
Good morning. Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about uninsured motorist coverage. That's when you get into a car accident and the other person doesn't have insurance, and now your insurance company is going to step in for the other party and pay for damages resulting from the car accident. A lot of people don't realize that in that instance, the insurance company is acting like an adversary, okay? So a lot of people are surprised that the insurance company is not wanting to pay them for the accident. And so there are several steps that may happen when you're dealing with uninsured motorist companies. One, they may take a deposition. That is a recorded statement under oath, and anything that you say in that statement could be used against you if you decide that you have to go to trial. And so it's really important because, again, we've been talking about these party statements, that you are, one, prepared for the deposition, two, you contact a lawyer to have them get you ready, and you're understanding really who's at play here. You may have to file a lawsuit against your own insurance company. When you file a claim for uninsured motorist coverage, it does not affect your insurance. So it should not cause your rate to go up because, again, you were not at fault. And so it's really important not to be afraid to go to trial because sometimes that's the only way that you'll be adequately compensated. If you've got questions about personal injury issues, family law, criminal, or anything that I might know about, give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisements. TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
827, high up 56, curly, 38, sunny skies, and independence. Bow Wow sat down on $1 million worth of game, and they asked him how he still looks like he's 19, and he shares because his palate.
Easy got 25 years in the game and still look like he's 19. Mm-hmm. Hey, what was you doing, man?
You know what's crazy, bro? Like, when people be asking me that question, and this is probably like, it might be like a crazy answer, but I always tell like, bro, I never had red meat or pork in my life. Like, I never ate.
You never ate red meat or pork?
Mm-mm. I don't know what it tastes like.
Did it start with your mom? Your mom said we...
Yeah, it was definitely early childhood. Like,
what
mom's
you mean?
Date,
you
mom's
never had
date.
Red meat?
Never had it. I don't know what
you never had steak, beef, burgers?
Nah, hell no. Nah.
Well, they got nasty food in Ohio, so... He ain't worried about that.
I don't think he spent much time in over there when he started blowing up. But you think it's true? Because that's what people are saying online. You know, I actually know somebody that hasn't eaten red meat or anything since the age of 5. It's a rare thing, but it's out there.
They can't be from Kansas City. We got too much good food.
Wait till I tell you who it is off air. Other headlines. Erica Banks, well, she's behind bars. Oh. Unfortunately, she had a run-in with the Brookhaven police. Other news. Shedeur Sanders, shout out to him. He'll be the starting quarterback for
even
the
though
Browns.
They cheated him out of the last play in the
I
last
saw
game.
That. What was going on with that? That's
they
crazy.
With him.
Yeah, and of course, oh another headline, God. Texas representative, also native from my hometown, Jasmine Crockett. She announced her run for U.S. Senate as the Democratic primary. So,
how you doing?
Shout out to her for doing big things. That's The Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Sagittarius season. The best season, the best sign in the world. We got you up next right here. It's Kansas City's
Stop
up line.
These people.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Sagittarius season. Happy birthday to those blunt, optimistic, and enthusiastic Sagittarius.
Hey, put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to comedian Country Wayne. Happy heavenly birthday to rapper P&B Rock. Sending over a major happy birthday to politician, lawyer, and voting rights activist Stacey Abrams. And a major happy birthday to comedian and actor who some consider one of the greats, straight out of my hometown. Happy heavenly birthday to Red Fox.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Robin Smith Fry, Brittany Renee Wynn, and Kyla Quinn. Sending birthday love to Kiki the Spiritualist and Terrence making it happen. Happy birthday to Erica Nicole, Jorge Morales, and Donetta Marie. Sending birthday love to Jamal Campbell, Jasmine Rowland, and everybody else born on December 9th. Happy birthday, Sagittarius. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
This is the best Christmas ever.
Hot 103 Jams. Making a pick a gift contest winner. Just like this.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. It's Nay.
What's up, Nay? What you doing?
I'm getting my kids ready for school.
You ready to drop them off, ain't you?
Yes, ma'am. Get my day started.
That sounds good. Well, Nay, you are our 25th caller. What's the name of that pick-a-gift jam?
James Brown coming straight out the ghetto.
Hey!
They don't know if he going or coming. Okay. It's all good. He going straight to the ghetto.
It's that back door Santa. All right. Nate, all right, it's time for you to get up under that Hot 103 Jams Christmas tree and pick yourself a gift from 1 to 103. Which gift you getting?
I'm going to choose my lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7? Okay, hold on, Nate. Let me go to the Hot 103 Jams tree, okay?
Get them knees right there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I got some. Okay, you ready? Oh, hold on, Nate. You got a 32-inch flat screen TV, cousin.
Something for you to watch the Chiefs on.
Please, not right now.
You're
going to traumatize us.
My bad.
We're still recovering,
Ryan.
Go and
watch Young and the Restless then. My bad.
No, go watch Daddy's on there.
Oh, no.
And on top of that, you know, I think you should watch OG Network. Just FYI, I'm adding something on your plate.
Yeah, let me get that too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nate, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up with the Pick a Gift contest.
Hustling Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jam.
Win free prizes from under our Christmas tree.
Merry Christmas.
Play the Pick a Gift contest.
Thank you, Pick.
Happy Holidays.
Oh, oh, oh.
From Hot 103 Jams.